Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Lemalo Mehen. The Mishnah uses the same lashon. More chomer from the obvious that we had in the previous Mishnah, where we had Nevela and Mechadash Esh Mekdei Azor. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that they metama not only b'mago, but they metama b'mago b'matzo. And we also had that Tumas Maso has a chomer that the person that becomes Tomei al Yedei Nesias Nevela is mitame begodim she'olov or begodim that he's in contact with. An extra level of chiddush that the person transmits tumah to the next thing, even though normally a beged could only become a rishon l'tumah. Over here, it's mekabel tumah, secondary tumah, through the adam from the nevela. That's all nichnas into the chiddush. And over here we have more. What's the more? Bayol nida. A bayol nida is a special gzeis hakosov, a unique gzeis hakosov. That a boil nida who's oivan chavi krisus rachmana litzlan. When we say nida, by the way, we're talking about boil nida and boil zova. Both of them, the pasuk says, utihin nidosa olov v'tomei shivas yom. A unique chiddush that they're not only in contact with toma, they become that thing itself. The boil nida, some of the rationale behind the gzeis hakosev is that's nasa kigufoi, and Mameli has a dim like the nida herself. If she's Tameh Shivas Yom and only then she can be Mitar, also unique. We don't find Tumas lasting Shivas Yom except for Tumas Meis, Tumas Mitzayra, Tumas Yerledes. Over here we have Tumas Shivas Yom, but it's Midin because he is like the she, he's a Nida. We'll see, however, that there are Chalukim. They're not exactly the same, which makes it a little bit more challenging. So let's try to be Magda. The Boil Nida is certainly Mitameh B'maga. Whether the boil nida is mitame b'masa is not so clear. Some taina, this is the shita of the Rash, of the Rosh, the Tesis Yomte brings, that the Torah was never mechadash tumas masa except by the cases that we had in Mishnah Beis, not by this case. They have a unique form of tuma. So there really is a kula, but the Mishnah is going to call it chomer because there's a special level of chomer. That means when the Mishnah says lamala behen, it's not so clear if lamala mehen means everything that we had in Mishnah Beis and plus another level of tumah, of transmission of tumah, or it means al kaponim there's a chayme legabe, a certain aspect that's nischadish in this din that isn't there the din before, but it could be this is a different cow. In any case, that's machlek sushainim. What's nischadish over here by a boil nida, we have to put a boil nida in the family of not Dvar Mesim Shemitamim, of which we'll call a Nevela, Sheretz, that type of thing. We'll put Boil Nida conceptually, we discussed this in the Hagdama, together with other Tumas Hayotzi Migufoi, a Boil Nida, together with a Nida, of course, together with a Zov, and a Zova, and a Balkeri. That's one family, one Oifin of Dovah Hamitamim, one source of Tumah. There's going to be Chilukim between them, so let's concentrate on the Boil Nida. Has a new type of tumah that the Torah says shu mitame mishkov tachton ke'elyon. The Torah in the din of a boil nida says v'mshochav yishkav ishoy so teheni dosa olov shivas yom. That's what we learn at the din that he's tamei shivas yom. Then the Torah is moisiv v'chol ha'mishkav ashke yishuv olov yitmo. Any dover ha'imid l'mishkav, and Chazal also have mishkav and moishav, anything that's miyud l'yeshiva and he sits on it, miyud l'shchivo and he lies on it, miyuid le rechiva, and his roichav alav. These three types of oifanim are another oifan of transmission of tumah in tumois hayotzim migufoi. They're given a name by Chazal, we'll see this name over and over again, tumas medris. Now what tachtoin means is let's say the boil nid is sitting on a bed. It's not only the blanket that he's sitting on that of course becomes Tomei Tumas Maga, but even if it's a bunch of levels, a bunch of layers, that which is three or four layers below also becomes Tomei. The Mishnah calls it Tomei Ke'elyoin. Ke'elyoin doesn't mean like the top blanket, which of course becomes Tomei. Elyoin over here refers to something else that's Shogu B'fi Chazal. It's called Elyoin Shel Zov. Zalok, again, Zov is part of the same family of types of tumas. There's a halacha called Elyon Shzov, which means like this. A nevela, we had touching. We had maso, which means that the dover had tomei the source of the tumah, the nevela, is being moved or held, carried by the person, and with that he becomes tumah. Here we have the person who's tumah, not holding on to, there are blankets lying on him or mattresses lying on him. So there he's not mitameh, right? It's not the blanket on top that's being mitameh him. He's being mitameh the blanket. He can't be mitameh the blanket that's on him. That's not tumas masa. So there we need a new chiddush tumah called al yoinoi shozov. Except that al yoinoi shozov is not just another way like mishkov of coming into contact with a zov or any of the other above mentioned tumeim. Mishkav becomes an avatumah, where we see the mishkav as an extension of the person, and the bed that the tome, that the zov, the nidah, and so on, lie on, sit on, ride on, become an avatumah to transmit to mevaiter. El yoinoi shel zov only becomes a rishon. So the pshat in the Mishnah is that the boil nido is metame mishkav. He has a din of tumah yoytz migufa, like we said, he's kenida, he's tumah shivas yomim. But he's not on the same level, even though he has the same din of shivas yomim, he's not on the din of being an av hatumah, his mishkav. His mishkav is tumah only like a rishon, and that's why it's compared to elyon, which we'll see later on that elyon shizov is only a rishon l'tumah. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. So it's a madrega of tumas mishkav moishav tumas medris, but it's only kirishon. Lamala mehen, the Mishnah goes up a step now. Zoy voishel zov. These are the mashkin ayoytze migufoy shel somebody who's tuma yoytze migufoy. The zoy voishel zov, the liquid that flows out of the body of the zov. Virukoy, his spit, even though that's not the dova metame, but it has a din choymer. It's not just that it came into contact with him, but it has din of him. The shichva zaroi, umeme raglav. These are all liquids that are yoytzim imenu. V'dam hanido. All of them are ovis hatoma. Shehen mitamen b'mago u'b'maso. So these four things that are called mayonois shel zov. And the difference between, by the way, between a zov and a shichva zera, is zoiv is something that flows migufoy derech choyli. Shichva zara is the regular function of the human body. Meme raglav is the regular function of the human body. Dam hanida is also mayono shel dam nido, like a zov, like a zovo. Now the chiddush that the mitame b'mago masa, the dova mitame b'lechoy, that's not worse than what we had in Mishnah Beis, where a piece of nevela or mechato sheyesh bem kidei hazoiv is also mitame b'mago masa, except that the mepharshim explain that over there, the maga and the masa are not the same. Maga is metama directly, but maga only makes a rishon l'tumah. So if a piece of nevela touches a person, it could turn him into a rishon l'tumah. He cannot then be metame oichel if he touches afterwards. Masa is, while he's carrying, is anything that he's in contact with, b'shas maisa, becomes an avat tumah. That choymer, where it could transmit to something else, the status of an avatum is true only by masa, not by mago. Masha enkein, by these things that are chomer, the din is that magom kimasom. What's questionable is this lamalo mehen luumas boil nido, or is it only luumas mishne beis, which is talking about nevela? The way we just said it, it's yoiser chomer from nevela in the fact that magom is shovel lamasom. Whether we'll say that by Boil Nida will depend what we pointed out before. That's a machlokes rishonim if Boil Nida has Tumas Maso. If Boil Nida has Tumas Naso, like Tumas Mago, so then it'll also be Maso Kemago. The Mishnah goes weiter. Lamala Mehen, another Madrego, Yosef Chomer. Merkav, we pointed out before, Mishkav, Moishav, Merkav are three, I found him with Tumas Medris. Or anything that's miyud l'rechiva yeshiva or shchiva have a special relationship of transmitting tumah, of being mekabel tumah rather, from what we call zov, the lashon of Chazal many places, zov v'chaverov, which means all the tumah is ayotz megufay zov, zova nida yeledes. I'll just point out that the merkav is not so posh, it's a dov miyud l'rechiva. But l'chayr, it's also miyud li yeshiva. If you ride on it, you also sit on it. So why would we say that Moshev and merkava are two different things. So there's the different parts of the saddle. There's the part that he's sitting on. There's the part of the same thing which he's not actually sitting on. Would it be nitma? Would it not be nitma? Is it two shemers? That's a big discussion in Rishonim. We'll see more about that in other places. The chiddush over here, which is lamalo, is that he's not only mitame, the zov v'chaveriv is not only mitame with merkav for the saddle itself, for the seat, but the saddle is mitame even if the person who's sitting on it, the tohor, is not sitting mamish on it, then for sure you'd be tame. It's mitame even if he's sitting on top of a heavy rock. The Rav brings the makor that even misoma means a very heavy, large rock, and which means that there's absolutely no weight bearing on the saddle that's underneath this rock. The Rav brings a pasuk from Daniel, which is the makor of using this even misoma for this type of thing. And this even misoma is a bazundere chiddush that even though it's not mago masa at all, and the lechert merkav at all, because he's not really sitting on the merkav, the halacha is that the merkav that's sitting under the rock transmits tumah through the even to the person sitting on it on top. L'malam in amerkav, yoyseh chomer from this, is tumas mishkav, is something that's miyud l'shchiva. So again, zov v'chaveirav, all the people that are tumas hayoyseh migufom, sheshova magoy l'masoy. So this really is something that we had before when we said by Mayonis Hazov Shein Mitame B'Magol B'Masa, which meant that both of them are Mitame with the intensity to be Mitame B'Godin. That's what it means over here. So really this is not a Mila that we haven't had before. It's only La Fuke La Mila Mina Merkav, that Merkav with this Evan Misama is not Mitame Litame B'Godin. It's Mekabel Tuma, but it's not Mitame that it becomes a Makor Tuma, that the Tuma goes vital Latame Begodim. You're back to just the regular Kabbalah Satuma, and it doesn't go over to Begodim. What's interesting is that before by Mayonis Hazov, this is called Shehen Mitamin B'Mago B'Maso, which meant that word. And over here, the Mishnah Lecher is Mumaduik, which says Sheshove Magoy L'Masoy, is that both of them are Shove, that both of them are mitame l'tame, they're both with the same intensity to be mitame begodim. That's the better way to say it. I don't know why there's a chilek between the wording of the two mishnayos. Now, l'chor, what this sounds like is that even though l'malo min amerkav, or rather before, l'malo min merkav, is that merkav is more chomer, but we said that merkav has a kula that not shovin magoyim asoy. So this is another raya to the point that we made before, that this is not, this lamala, lamala, lamala is not perfectly symmetrical. Lamala mehen merkav has one tzad kulo over Mayonis Hazov, even though it's listed as lamala mehen. It has the choymer of medris that's metame tachas evi misama. But it has a kulo that's not shovoy magoyu masoy. And then lamala mehen merkav, we go back to that choymer, that Mishkov has Sheshova Magoy Masoy. So this is just another ride to that Yisoy. There is another point, the Rash over here has an Arichus, to another point that Merkav has a Tzad Chumra, and that is that we had before by Masa, by the basic Masa of Nevela, which is where we started this going Lamala Lamala, is that the Tumas Masa has to be, according to some Rishonim, it has to move it. Masa is not just enough that it's on it. It has to be hesed, it has to move it, or he has to be carrying it. Over here, the Evan HaMesam is certainly not moving it, and it's certainly not on top of it. It's just sitting on it. So that's clear that the Masa of Evan Mesama has more chum. It's not just the fact that there's an Evan Mesam in the middle. It's the fact that it's a Tumas Maso that doesn't need any type of hazozo, any type of hesed. So that's a choymer, but again, the fact that it has a choymer over this doesn't mean that it can't be listed lamal lamal. The Mishnah is just making one point, that lamalo min this, it has an extra mile, doesn't mean that it doesn't have a tzad kula. The last part of the Mishnah, lamalo min amishkav, hazov. Higher than all these things is even the mayonis, hayotzi min hazov, is not the zov himself. Certainly not the mishkav moishov. Umerkav is not the Zov himself. Here's the Zov himself. Sha'azov oise mishkov, vein mishkov oise mishkov. Which means that the Zov, that which he's lying on or sitting on, is a mishkov and it has an av, it has the status of an avtuma kamoisoi. Vein mishkov oise mishkov. A mishkov will make another mishkov only a mekabel tuma. So it has a din. The mishkov azov has a din of an avatuma. It does not, it, because it's in this battle, so to speak, it's used. It shtel zich zu to the gufa tome, so it has din of an avatuma. But it's only mitama, not the mishkov. Let's just go back to one very wichtige nekuda. In the beginning of the Mishnah, so we had the lamala mehen boil nido, and then the next lamala mehen was minus zov v'chaverov. The difference between a boil nido and the minus hazov, so we explained one pshat, that boil nido is not metamed b'masa at all. Maybe it has another choymer, Mitzad the Mishkov Takhtan Ke'elyon over that which is Mavur Mishnah Beis, but Lamaisi is not Metameh B'masa at all. So that's one pshat to be Mazbin the Maila of Lamala Mehem Zervisho Roik, V'chule, is that there's Tumas Masa and the Masa is Kemaga. According to other Rishonim, that's the way the Goin learns. I remember if we mentioned it by name. The other Rishonim, the Rash, we did quote by name, holds that boil nido avadis metam b'maso, the maila of minos azov v'chaverov is that is metame kemoiso letame begodov. So that's the maila. Lemaisa Reb Chaim has a whole cheshbin in Perches mimetame mishkev u'moishov where he shtels on a very cryptic line over here in the Rambam Pirush Mishnah seems to say something else. The Rambam says that the Maila of Maina Zov is that it's Mitama B'maso even if it's Maso B'miktas, as opposed to a Boil Nido, where the Maso has to be the entirety of the Boil Nido. That's the Rambam says that in one line. And the Shaila is, well, where do we find that Chilik? Mechitei says it should be a Chilik. The reason why the Rambam has to say it, that the Rambam doesn't hold of what we just said. Avadi holds that there is a Tumas Magal Maso, and well, that can't be the chilik between the two. That's not the choymer of Mayon Azov. Also, the choymer of Mayon Azov can't be like the Rash because he holds that Boil Nido also is Metama Letame Begodim. So he has to say a new word. The chilik is whether it has to be a Maso Bekuloi or it's enough a Maso Bemiktas. Now, by Zov, it's Mufurisha Mishnah Zov, and Miktas Tome Alator Tome. So miktas maso, the miktas of the dove tome, the zal hator is tome with Thomas maso. So why shouldn't that be true? If miktas kekuloi, why should that not be true? Legabe boil nido. So Reb Chaim has harichas and he says dvarim neflon vamukim. We'll say it over b'ktzor mamish. He brings a halacha with the Rambam paskins that if a zov puts his hand into the avir of a klicheres, he's not metame, even though the hand of a zov is tome. Why? He says clearly what the Rambam is saying, the rabbit asks, but the Rambam holds that in order to be, for a Zov to be Metame something, so it has to be the ganze Zov being Metame. Now, if a Zov touches somebody or somebody touches a Zov, that's not called you touching the Zov's pinky. That's called you touching the Zov. That's called Kuloi. But Navir Klicheres, the Rambam holds that it's not pure touch. The Avir doesn't make as if he's touching the Kli. There's a tumor of coming into contact derech avir with that thing. Now, the derech avir is not touch. So derech avir with a zov has to be kol azov. Coming into contact with a part of the zov is not the zov. It's only by maga that's called touching the whole zov. But we're talking about avir kliches, that's called only coming into contact with the hand of the zov. The hand of the zov is not metame. The zov is metame, not the hand of the zov. That being in place, he says that the reason why Maso b'miktas by Mayona Zov, what we just quoted the Mishnah Zovim, is Metame, even b'Maso b'miktas, is because Maso is not moving. If it would be carrying, moving, pushing, so then it would have to be pushing the entirety of the Zov. However, since we learned in this Mishnah, there's a halacha, that there's another level of Maso, which is a choymer in Mayona Zov, of Evan Mesame, that means that when the thing is sitting on top or underneath, it doesn't have to be that it's moving as a result of the pressure of the Zov, or the Mishkav HaZov. It's just that it's on top. So obviously the masa is a concept that's on top of or on bottom of without it moving that thing itself. If it's just a word of on top or on bottom. So the miktsas being on top and miktsas being on bottom is also called being on top and being on bottom. When you talk about moving, moving would mean moving the entire whatever is the Dava Hamatame. So by my honest hasov that there's a Tumas Masa of Evan Misame, it's not the regular Tumas Masa. Tumas Masa would mean moving the entirety. Evan Misame just means Elyon, Takton, Takton, Elyon, so that would be enough, even if it's Miktsas. Mashenkin, Boil Nidu, which doesn't have the Tuma Evan Amisame, so they need Tumas Masa, Tumas Masa, and Echanami. It has to be Kuloi, Nisa, Al Yidei. That's where the Rambam has the difference between Boil Nidu and Mayon Azov, and it's Geboit because of the Chilik of Evan Misame. Atkan Dvorim. There's an Arichus Dvorim, those that are Mephalpub of the Reb Chaim, but that's the Dvorim, the Flom of Reb Chaim, Kishalatzma.